Good morning. It's February 23rd, 2026. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app. This report discusses SailPoint's recent share performance and its implications for investors. According to Simply Wall Street's latest report, SailPoint has been under considerable pressure, with its stock falling approximately 9% in just 1 week and around 20% over the past month. This downturn signals a market reassessment of SailPoint's growth potential, particularly in the identity security sector. Despite its focus on providing essential solutions for enterprise security, the stock recently closed at $14.19, reflecting a significant decline of about 40% over the past year. A key point of discussion is whether SailPoint is currently undervalued, given that analysts estimate its fair value to be around $26.77. This suggests a notable discrepancy between the stock's current price and its perceived worth, indicating potential for recovery. However, this optimistic view hinges on SailPoint maintaining its role as an independent identity solution provider and successfully capitalizing on trends like cloud migrations and artificial intelligence-driven products. Interestingly, SailPoint trades at a price-to-sales ratio of 7.8, which is slightly above its peers, but significantly higher than the broader software sector's average of 3.5. This suggests that while there may be growth potential, there is also a valuation risk that investors should consider. As the narrative unfolds, it becomes clear that potential investors need to weigh the rewards against the risks, especially given the company's recent performance. For those considering SailPoint, it might be a wise moment to explore a broader range of investment opportunities, particularly among founder-led companies that could emerge as future market leaders.
This report discusses Prudential's upcoming full-year financial results and the expectations surrounding them. A recent update from Proactive Investors indicates that Prudential PLC is set to release its full-year results on March 17th. Analysts at Deutsche Bank are particularly focused on the company's cash flow statement rather than just the headline profit figures. Deutsche Bank has given Prudential a buy rating with a price target of 1,355 pence. They forecast that the company will report new business value at around $2.7 billion, with an embedded value nearing $39.3 billion. Additionally, they expect an International Financial Reporting Standards operating profit of $3.25 billion and a dividend of 25.44 cents per share. The bank emphasizes that the most critical aspect to watch will be the updated cash profile of new business, as Prudential aims to enhance cash generation significantly. The company's strategic focus is on achieving over $4.4 billion in operating free surplus. Notably, Prudential has seen a 36% improvement in cash generation from new business in Hong Kong and Singapore for the year 2024, with an additional 27% boost from the first half of 2025. Investors are keen to see if this positive momentum has continued into the latter half of the year and whether this growth is expanding beyond its current stronghold in those two markets. The geographic breakdown of the results will also be crucial, as Prudential's long-term growth strategy relies on its distribution network across Southeast Asia and Africa. Any updates on these regions will help clarify whether the company's cash generation improvements are sustainable or confined to a few high-performing markets.
This report discusses Artisan Partners' fourth quarter performance of the Artisan Midcap Fund, with a particular focus on L3 Harris Technologies. According to InsiderMonkey's latest report, the Artisan Midcap Fund aims to invest in companies with strong earnings potential that are undervalued relative to their private market worth. In a year marked by record gains for U.S. equities, the fund's various classes delivered slightly negative returns, outperforming the Russell Midcap Growth Index, which fell significantly. The fund attributed its performance to strengths in sectors like information technology and healthcare. Notably, Artisan Partners initiated a new investment in L3 Harris Technologies, a prominent player in the aerospace and defense sector.
The firm sees potential in L3Harris due to increasing investments in missile defense and national security, particularly in advanced technologies like satellite systems and counter-drone capabilities. This suggests that the company is well-positioned to capitalize on evolving defense needs. Interestingly, L3Harris is currently held by fewer hedge funds compared to the previous quarter, highlighting some shifting interest among institutional investors. While Artisan recognizes the potential of L3Harris, they also express belief in the higher return potential of certain artificial intelligence stocks. This indicates a broader trend where investment managers are weighing traditional defense stocks against the growing appeal of technology-focused equities. Overall, Artisan's insights into L3Harris reflect a cautious optimism about its future growth, set against the backdrop of evolving market dynamics and shifting investor priorities. This report highlights Palo Alto Networks' financial performance for the second quarter of fiscal year 2026. Market observers at the Futurum Group found that the company reported a revenue of $2.6 billion, reflecting a growth of 15% year-over-year. This aligns with Wall Street expectations, showcasing consistent performance in key areas, including Secure Access Service Edge and artificial intelligence-driven security solutions. A closer look reveals that product revenue reached $514 million, up 22%, while subscription and support revenue was $2.1 billion, marking a 13% increase. Notably, the non-GAAP operating income rose to $785 million, which translates to a non-GAAP operating margin of 30.3%, an increase of 190 basis points from the previous year. Chief Executive Officer Nikesh Arora emphasized the ongoing momentum in platformization and AI security, indicating that customers are increasingly focused on modernizing their cybersecurity infrastructure. The company also welcomed new employees from recent acquisitions to bolster its growth strategy. Analysts noted that Palo Alto Networks is successfully executing its platformization strategy, with strong demand for next-generation security offerings. In the second quarter alone, the company secured approximately 110 new platformization deals, contributing to a total of about 1,550 deals, which is a 35% increase year-over-year. SASE revenue surpassed $1.5 billion in annual recurring revenue, growing around 40% year-over-year, as organizations shift towards unified security architectures. Furthermore, the adoption of the Prisma browser saw significant growth, with over 1,500 customers now utilizing it. Management provided a positive outlook for the third quarter, projecting revenues between $2.941 billion and $2.945 billion, which represents an increase of 28-29% compared to last year. Overall, Palo Alto Networks' performance underscores its strategic position within the evolving cybersecurity landscape, particularly as the demand for integrated security solutions continues to rise.
This report covers the outlook for semiconductor substrate companies, particularly Unimicron Technology Corp. and Nanya PCB, amid growing demand driven by artificial intelligence applications. A recent update from Investing.com indicates that Morgan Stanley has upgraded both companies to an overweight rating, citing a significant upturn in demand for advanced buildup film substrates, or ABF. The brokerage suggests that this surge in demand, largely fueled by AI technologies, will continue through the end of the decade. Currently, AI-related applications such as graphics processing units and custom chips are expected to make up about 75% of the market by 2030, a substantial increase from around 10% in 2015. Morgan Stanley believes that the market for ABF substrates, which are crucial for high-performance semiconductor manufacturing, will grow at a compound annual growth rate of 16.1% from 2025 to 2030. This is in stark contrast to the 9% growth observed over the past 5 years. Additionally, the firm forecasts that the industry may shift into a state of undersupply starting in 2027, which could further elevate prices following recent increases driven by rising material costs. Earnings projections for both Unimicron and Nanya PCB are notably optimistic, with expected growth rates of 105% and 113% respectively between 2025 and 2028. Morgan Stanley has also adjusted its price targets significantly, setting them at 500 New Taiwan dollars for Unimicron and 515 for Nanya PCB, which translates to potential upsides of 36% and 24%. The firm maintains that this current cycle, driven by AI rather than traditional consumer demand, offers greater stability and visibility, suggesting that the market is not yet fully accounting for the long-term volume growth associated with AI advancements. Meanwhile, they continue to hold an overweight rating on Samsung Electromechanics, but have a more cautious stance on iBeaton, given their recent sharp rally.
This report focuses on CoStar Group's upcoming quarterly earnings announcement. According to a recent report from Benzinga, the company is set to release its earnings on February 24th, and analysts are predicting an earnings per share figure of $0.24. Investors are particularly eager for this announcement, hoping for results that exceed expectations and positive guidance for the upcoming quarter. It's important to note that such guidance can significantly influence stock prices. In the previous quarter, CoStar Group's earnings surpassed estimates by $0.08, but this good news was overshadowed by a nearly 10% drop in share price the following day. As of February 20th, shares were trading at approximately $49.87, reflecting a significant decline of 37.4% over the last year. This downward trend suggests that long-term investors may be feeling pessimistic going into this earnings release. Understanding market sentiment and expectations is crucial for investors as they prepare for the announcement. Overall, the atmosphere surrounding CoStar Group appears cautious, and many will be watching closely for any signs of recovery or renewed optimism. This report discusses the recent performance and strategic developments of Packaging Corporation of America. In a new piece by Financial Content, it highlights how the company has become a standout performer in the corrugated packaging industry, reaching an all-time high stock price of $246.31 per share. Despite challenges in the broader market, including fluctuating interest rates and geopolitical tensions, Packaging Corporation of America has demonstrated remarkable resilience. The company's success can be attributed to its disciplined mill-to-market strategy and the integration of its recent acquisition of Greif's containerboard assets. This acquisition has positioned the company as the third largest containerboard producer in North America, which is a vital indicator of consumer spending and industrial health. Founded in 1959, the company has evolved significantly since becoming independent from the industrial giant Tenneco in the late 90s. It has since pursued a conservative growth strategy focused on regional box plants and vertical integration, rather than chasing broad global expansions. This approach has transformed it into a $22 billion industrial powerhouse. Recent financial results have shown a record in net sales, which reached $9 billion in the last fiscal year, marking a 7.2% increase from the previous year. Notably, the company maintained strong profit margins even in the face of rising costs. The adjusted earnings per share surpassed expectations, despite facing some one-time costs from restructuring efforts. Investors are focusing on the company's ability to raise prices in a tightening market, which bodes well for its future. Under the leadership of Chief Executive Officer Mark W. Kalzin, who has been at the helm since 2010, the company has cultivated a disciplined corporate culture. It aims to maintain high operating rates and avoid the pitfalls of prioritizing volume over profitability. Innovation remains key for Packaging Corporation of America, particularly in developing high graphics packaging and lightweight solutions, which are gaining traction in e-commerce. The shift away from plastics toward more sustainable materials is also helping the company capitalize on changing market demands. Looking ahead, analysts remain optimistic about the company, with a majority maintaining buy ratings on its stock. Furthermore, Packaging Corporation of America is well positioned to benefit from regulatory changes favoring recyclable materials. This ongoing shift represents a significant opportunity as the company prepares for expected increases in inventory levels. Investors will be keen to hear more about how the Greif acquisition is performing and any updates regarding pricing strategies in the containerboard market. Overall, Packaging Corporation of America is navigating its challenges deftly and appears well prepared for continued success in the evolving packaging landscape.
This report covers the recent performance of Verizon Communications and its stock ratings from analysts. Insights from Investing.com Canada reveal that Verizon's stock has reached a one-year high, showcasing a remarkable increase over the past year, with a total return of 23%. Year-to-date, the company has also demonstrated strong performance, reflecting positive investor sentiment and confidence in its business strategy. Currently, the stock trades at a price-to-earnings ratio of 12.13 and offers a robust dividend yield of 5.75%. This upward momentum highlights Verizon's resilience in a competitive telecommunications market as it successfully navigates challenges while seizing growth opportunities. Analysts have reacted positively to Verizon's fourth quarter performance, which included over 600,000 net additions of postpaid phone subscribers, a 20% increase compared to the previous year. Notably, this exceeded expectations by 40%. Following this strong showing, several analysts have adjusted their price targets for Verizon. Bernstein's SocGen Group raised its target to $48, while TD Cowen increased theirs to $54. This reflects optimism about Verizon's growing subscriber base, despite some pressures on earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. Additionally, Daiwa Securities upgraded Verizon to a buy rating, emphasizing the company's shift from market share losses to gains, with expectations for continued growth through 2024 and 2025. Scotiabank also raised its price target to $50.25. particularly after Verizon announced a significant churn reduction strategy set for 2026. KeyBank Capital Markets maintained a sector weight rating, acknowledging Verizon's efforts in cost management and new fiber initiatives, despite a mixed industry outlook. Overall, these developments underscore a favorable sentiment among analysts regarding Verizon's strategic moves and subscriber growth potential.
This commentary focuses on Rackspace Technology Inc. and its stock performance ahead of upcoming earnings. Market observers at Maker found that Rackspace's stock is currently trading at $1.23 on the Nasdaq, with significant trading volume indicating heightened investor interest. In fact, over 66 million shares have changed hands, far exceeding the typical average of just over 1.5 million shares. The company is set to announce its earnings on February 26, 2026, and analysts will be closely watching for guidance on revenue, cash flow, and managed services margins. These elements are likely to influence short-term stock movements significantly. Rackspace has faced challenges, reflected in its trailing earnings per share being negative at 1.05, and a negative price-to-earnings ratio, suggesting ongoing financial pressures. Despite these hurdles, Rackspace boasts a market capitalization of just over $400 million and is trading well below its 52-week high of $3.03, while remaining above its low of 39 cents. The stock's recent technical indicators show it may be overbought, with a relative strength index exceeding 78. Looking ahead, analysts have set a price target for Rackspace at $1.51. while projections from Maker's model suggest a potential decline to 30 cents within the next year. This forecast highlights the risks investors face, especially given the company's current liquidity issues, as indicated by a current ratio of 0.71. In summary, as investors await the earnings report, the focus will be on management's commentary regarding bookings growth and profitability. With trading activity at such high levels, any significant news could lead to notable price movements for Rackspace's stock.
This report addresses Omnicom's plan for significant cost synergies and job cuts following its acquisition of Interpublic. As highlighted by Medical Marketing and Media, the advertising agency is aiming to achieve annual savings of $1.5 billion, a substantial increase from its initial target of $750 million. Much of these savings will come from reducing its workforce, with a focus on offshoring and outsourcing roles to lower-cost locations. By 2028, Omnicom intends to cut staffing costs by $1 billion each year. This plan includes not only layoffs, but also the consolidation of corporate functions, which has already led to the elimination of some positions. Omnicom's chief executive officer, John Wren, has expressed a goal of realizing $900 million of these synergies by the end of 2026. In addition to labor cost savings, the company anticipates reducing expenses through real estate consolidation and operational efficiencies, targeting around $240 million from real estate and $260 million from other operational areas. After this announcement, Omnicom saw its share price rise over 15%, closing above $80. Analysts from Bank of America have viewed the increase in cost-cutting measures and the company's decision to initiate a $5 billion stock buyback as positive developments. It's worth noting that despite these cuts, Omnicom is also looking to boost its operational efficiency through a more unified resource model and exploring the potential of artificial intelligence, though this technology was not a primary consideration in determining staffing cuts. The company has acknowledged that it is restructuring significantly, with projections indicating a reduction in total headcount from 128,000 to around 105,000 by the end of 2024. Some analysts speculate that additional job cuts could occur, but Omnicom has dismissed such predictions as unfounded. In terms of financial performance, Omnicom reported a net loss of $54.5 million on revenues of $17.3 billion, reflecting the costs associated with the acquisition and restructuring. Overall, the strategic moves point toward a more streamlined organization focused on leveraging its capabilities in media and precision marketing, which now accounts for a majority of its revenue.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening, and have a great morning.